It's been a chaotic 2 months for Ghana's mobile money merchants after the introduction of tax on electronic financial transactions. Fear and uncertainty are keeping customers away.
Over 4,000 agents have lost their job. Because myself, I was having 3 outlets. And because of this introduction, 2 of the outlets is closed.
Introduced 13 years ago by the country's telecoms companies, mobile money allows customers to deposit and receive funds via their phone and use that money for internet transactions, all without involving the banks or government, till 2 months ago when a 1.5% tax was applied to funds. Merchants have already started to feel the pinch. After 2 years of brisk business selling clothes online, these university students are closing shop, selling what remains of their stock on the streets.
Nowadays, people don't really like to do their online transactions because of the e-levy.
She says it's been weeks since she received an order.
2 months after launch, government officials admit that the electronic transaction levy hasn't generated as much as expected. Some reports suggest that money from the tax isn't up to a quarter of the projected revenue. Yet, government is pressing ahead with it, despite public protests.
Ghana's government defends the tax as necessary.
As the general economy, you know, experiences some constraints, we are of the view that being able to appropriate some resources from that area will help, first of all, our fiscal situation and then the broader Ghanaian economy.
We should stop looking at Africa.
Experts say the tax is being poorly implemented.
What I mean by the design is faulty. Taxing savings. It's non-discriminatory. It's just all over.
When mobile money was introduced in Ghana in 2009, tens of thousands of people in rural areas got access to reliable financial services. It helped propel Ghana's cashless banking system. But the addition of this new e-tax has deterred many users and stifled online markets, and has been one of the main causes of the recent unrest in the capital, Accra. Ahmed Idris, Al Jazeera, Koforidua, Ghana.